The influx of immigrants to Alaska is apparent, particularly in the state's larger cities. But a newly released study shows the state's immigrant population, both authorized and unauthorized, is lower per capita than the U.S. average. Nor does Alaska immigration fit other patterns. KSKA's Len Anderson has the story as part of our Changing Faces series.
The Anchorage School District may count more than 90 primary languages other than English spoken by its students. But researcher Antonio Morris says the state's actual immigrant percentage is somewhat low.
Slightly less than 7% of the total Alaska population are foreign-born. In the country as a whole, it's about 12% of the total population.
That 7% represents around 45,000 Alaska residents. Morris is a former editor of the Alaska Justice Forum, a publication of the University of Alaska Anchorage's Justice Center. Her study, Immigrants in Alaska, Authorized and Unauthorized, appears in the latest issue of the Forum. Her study also notes U.S. Census Bureau figures from the 5 years, 2005 through 2009, show another Alaska distinction.
In the country as a whole, most immigrants are coming from the Americas, from Mexico and other countries in Latin America. That is not as true in Alaska. We do have a sizable Hispanic immigrant population, but we also have a large immigrant population from Asian countries. The country of origin for the largest number of immigrants in Alaska is the Philippines.
50% of Alaska's foreign-born population comes from Asia, 27% from the Americas, and 17% from Europe. Africa and Oceania are both in the low single digits. As for unauthorized immigration, Morris says two important points stand out when considering the broad picture in Alaska. First,
when we're talking about immigrants in Alaska who are not here with proper documentation, we are talking about very, very, very few people.
Morris says the Pew Research Center, using a generally accepted methodology, estimated that in March 2010, there were approximately 8 million unauthorized immigrants in the nation's workforce, a little over 5% of the country's total workers. California is suspected to be the highest at around 10%, next Texas with 9%. Alaska is less than 2%. As for the total beyond the workforce,
the number of unauthorized immigrants in the United States as a whole is a little over 11 million people. In Alaska, where we're dealing with much, much, much lower figures to begin with, there are probably fewer than 10,000 unauthorized immigrants, possibly quite a bit fewer.
It's not surprising, then, if the number of individuals apprehended and detained under immigration laws in Alaska remains at a consistently low level. That's in contrast to the national trend, which has seen a significant rise in mandatory detentions.
The other thing is that there has been a slowdown in the process of adjudication of immigration cases in the nation as a whole and in Alaska.
In fiscal 2000, the average time for an Anchorage case was 188 days. In fiscal 2011, Anchorage cases averaged 484 days, which is very close to the national average. The study, Immigrants in Alaska, Authorized and Unauthorized, is available at the UAA Justice Center website. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.